This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Crash on the table. Hit it, Rocky.
Who's been arrested?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Probably in one of my drunken stupors.
Who's back in rehab?
The beer we have, it drank pretty good. Budweiser. What's the name of some of them other beer?
Cool.
Miller. It drank pretty good, don't it?
And who's hitting who?
Paparazzi. You're paparazzi. Hey. Paparazzi kill people. I mean, it's just appalling. It's like buying ivory. You're participating in poaching elephants.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to tjcmortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. Jennifer Aniston back in the news.
Oh, yeah. Is she? How old is she now, Lance?
She's 49, Brown. Looks really, really good for 49.
Yeah. She's taking very good care of herself.
Happily moving on with her life, according to People Magazine. Now, she's back at work in Montreal alongside Adam Sandler. Looks like the career's going nowhere. She's doing a film with him.
They're done one with him.
They make money. What did she do with him?
Was it blended? Just go with it.
Just go with it, according
Never
to Laurel.
Heard of it.
Good job, Laurel.
She's enjoying her new single life after splitting from Justin Theroux. You guys will remember him from the HBO series we used to watch.
Leftovers.
How many times have we had the Jennifer Aniston's enjoying her single life after the split
about
story?
To say that.
This was going to be my point of bringing this entire story up.
How many times has she moved on?
Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you.
Yeah, no, you think she might be tough?
I think she's crazy. I think she is absolutely crazy. She's hot. She's got a ton of money.
That's right. But she is always coming off a breakup.
She can't keep a guy.
Yep.
But I will tell you, last night, she jumped into the news because Luca, what's his last name? The NBA draft,
Luca. Hello, me lovelies.
not that Luca. Luka Doncic?
Doncic.
Says he's a huge fan of Friends over in Europe, and especially of Jennifer Aniston, loved her, and told a reporter last night that it wasn't Ross's fault because they were on a break. It was part of the interview last night.
Yeah. It probably wasn't Ross's fault.
Interesting debate.
Well, yeah. You know, here's the thing. Here's a picture of her and Courtney Cox from the Friends Day.
Yeah.
She looks better at 49 than she looked
at. Yeah, she has aged like wine. It has done well for her.
The very early Friends Day.
The very early Friends. Yeah. She still had a little baby fat on her.
Yeah.
And but I don't think she had got the rhinoplasty yet.
She had not.
No.
Yeah. But by season three of Friends on, top shelf.
Steffi Graf smoke show.
Right. Dunaway will never live that one down.
Right place, right time.
But you know,
I can find your picture.
The early Friends was right outside of the Leprechaun window. And
it was right up in Leprechaun.
I'll never forget reading an article on her. She lost 15 pounds immediately giving up mayonnaise. I mean, I hate that she had to give up mayonnaise.
Yeah, but man, she must have eaten a lot of mayonnaise. If you could lose 15 pounds just giving that up, how much were you eating?
Apparently a lot. It's official. This is kind of an update, Rockstar. ABC has ordered a Roseanne spinoff straight to series for this fall. It's called The Conners.
This will be terrific, I'm sure.
Yep. A new sitcom has been greenlit straight to series with 10 episodes set to debut in the fall of 2018. So got John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, and the rest of the cast is back. Conners will air in Roseanne's vacated Tuesdays from 8 to 8:30. So this is good news for the cast and writers.
Yeah, they shouldn't be penalized
no.
for
they
somebody else's mistake.
Except that it's probably going to last three episodes. I mean, they may get three more paychecks out of it.
Okay, how many people on the panel have seen the film Green Fried Tomatoes?
I have, yes.
Fried Green Tomatoes?
Laurel has. I have not seen it either, Rocky.
Don't think I've seen that, no.
I'm not a big fan of Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, I like Fried Green
Tomatoes. I think
they're okay. Yeah, I think they're good.
Anyway, if you've ever seen the end of the movie, spoiler alert here, Fried Green Tomatoes, then you have an idea of what happened to a Michigan man back in 2014.
Before you ruin my appetite. Fried green tomato BLT. Try that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not a big BLT. Although my initials are BLT, I don't really like BLTs.
Oh, that's your initials?
Yeah.
How about that?
And a new television documentary.
And you like mayonnaise.
Authorities allege that a serial killer and her husband chopped up and killed her former lover, then served his remains at a neighborhood barbecue in 2014. How pissed would you be if somebody invited you over and you knew you ate one of your neighbors
and you liked it? Like, dang it,
man, that is good. What'd you do?
It would remind me
if
of that.
Put some of that hamburger heaven sauce on it. It would probably be good, right?
That mango commercial right now. Where's that? They're drinking mango juice.
Now the docuseries on the investigative Discovery Channel called Dead North takes a viewer on a journey This Kelly Cochran injected her husband with a lethal dose of heroin in February of 2016. She admitted in court that she and her husband lured her lover, Chris Reagan, inside of their home, shot, dismembered him. They made a pact that they would get rid of anyone involved in their extramarital affairs. Woof. Oh. Hope that tree wasn't too deep. Yeah,
what
but
did
they,
you guys do Tuesday? Nothing. Nothing.
It's a normal day.
How about this? One friend who was interviewed in the documentary that ate at the barbecue described eating a strange-tasting burger without realizing at the time it could have been human.
Kind of sticks with you, doesn't it?
Oh, that's going to stick with you forever.
Keep burping. It tastes like...
They had, I guess, what's an open relationship. They killed as many as 9 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Mm. Weird deal there.
Sounds
buddy.
Like a movie someday.
I was going to say that is an odd number, too.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it literally is an odd number.
That's strange, but this one maybe is just as strange. American animal lover Lynn Liu, whose face is caked in heavy makeup during a clip, says that she's lapping up her mutt's warm body waste to help her give her skin a natural glow. Now, in the footage, she says that drinking canine body fluids can help cure cancer. In this footage, she holds a plastic cup under her dog as it cocks its leg and relieves itself, fills up the container with frothy pee, and she downs the liquid, even licks the rim of the cup.
It's a bad day if you stumble across
quote,
her old Tinder,
until
right?
I drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had bad acne. Dog pee has vitamin A in it, vitamin E in it, has 10 grams of calcium, and it's also proven to help cure cancer.
And you two would share toothbrushes with her. That's it. Think about that for a second.
It's also got a matchbox car, a ton of stuff from what? Around the yard and house.
Well, what must her breath smell like, Lance?
Oh.
My word. Drinking dog? Oof.
Okay, but if you're Edward James Olmos as a kid and you could drink this dog pee and you didn't have the acne that you had.
I'd keep his look.
Man, I don't know who else had the bad acne like Edward James Olmos.
Dude on Goonies and Die Hard.
Who was on Goonies and Die Hard?
Die Hard, he was they had the same name, different relation.
Okay,
related.
It's not acne, but our baseline is always Steve Buscemi. So if you're Steve Buscemi and you could totally change your look.
Oh, I'm drinking dog pee every day.
Once a day. Once a day.
Here's the deal, though.
If you could go from Buscemi to Clooney.
I was going
to
say Brad Pitt, but Clooney's fine.
If it really worked.
Literally, he's fine.
If it really worked, and it was the vitamin A and the vitamin D, then we could just take the pill, the vitamin A, vitamin D pills, whatever you're getting out of the urine.
It has to be liquid form. Hot, frothy.
Yeah.
It's all got to be that good temperature.
Lisa Marie Presley back in the news. This sucks for her. She claims her former business manager squandered her entire share of her late father Elvis's $100 million fortune. Now, in new court documents obtained by the Daily Mail, Presley, now 50, alleges that Barry Siegel assured her that her finances were in, quote, good shape, while he whittled down her $100 million trust to just $14,000.
How do you not notice that? I understand. With that, a couple hundred thousand is missing, but you're down to 14 grand.
I guess she just entrusted him and really didn't look at the investments.
One day she just goes with a debit card and it doesn't work anymore?
Well, I'm sure that anytime she needed money, like, he was whittling through it, but anytime she needed money, it was always there, right?
Yeah, he could probably find it.
Yeah, he could probably, I need $1 million for this. Okay, well, here, we'll fund it. It'll be in your bank account. So there were never any red flags.
Yeah, so he apparently put her in heavy investment in the American Idol Holding Company, which went bankrupt after the show's initial run ended in April of 2016. Now, in her filing, she alleged that Siegel and Provident Financial Management billed her $4.9 million to manage her $100 million trust.
Wow.
He was making $700,000 a year.
But that wasn't enough for him.
People are greedy, man.
I know.
You know, they say she goes back and eats at Graceland occasionally.
Lisa Marie does.
Yeah, they stay there. They keep the upstairs for the family. And
right.
There were some pictures of recent Thanksgiving meals around the small table. There.
Small bedroom, right?
Is that
a twin bed she sleeps on that way?
Okay, I got some crazy ideas for you guys.
Okay.
I just don't really get this first one, Rockstar, but help me out. Use the same birthday candle for every single birthday. The older you get, the shorter the candle will be, a reminder that your time is slowly passing.
Well, that's depressing.
If you have a big candle, the more you use it, the less wax. It's going to dwindle down.
Well, it's depressing. Yeah. What I want to look at
why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I think it's just to show you your mortality.
I think I would rather do that than the next idea, Carolina Reaper toilet paper.
Oh, the hot stuff?
Oh, my.
What just a, put it in your guest bathroom.
That's a practical joke right
yeah.
there.
Ooh,
yeah. You're not going to be friends anymore.
Coming to the frat house near you.
Man.
I like this one. Have a separate upbeat car horn for thanking good drivers and encouraging runners and cyclists.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Hit the wrong one at the
Would
wrong time, though.
Would you ever encourage a runner or a cyclist?
Let me hear your encouraging horn again, Dunaway.
Beep, beep.
Yours is like, beep.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Specty Volkswagen.
Another crazy idea. Hold an annual anti-election where the people select the worst politician of the year. Winner gets kicked out of politics. Who do you think that would be?
I don't know, but we're getting very close in our presidential elections to this being the case.
Yeah, we do that a lot in the gubernatorial races yep. right here, just not during the election, usually a couple of years
That's
after.
That's true.
And our final crazy idea, one TV show that is split into two shows that air at the same exact time, showing the perspectives of the bad guy and the good guy, but each show portrays their characters as the good guy.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Which one
yeah.
would you watch? The bad guy, obviously?
Watch the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah I kind of like the villain.
Yep.
In Law and Order, the original one, the only one I care about.
Boom, boom.
Did you like the law part or the order part?
I liked the law part a lot better.
See, I liked it once they went to trial.
I liked them out in the streets gathering the information.
Yeah, I liked that
I
part,
I thought the
too.
Trial was too predictable.
No, they'd lose sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying win
Stupid
or lose.
Jury.
It was just kind of how it was going to play out.
That is trash on the table.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.